This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
20 minutes from now, Isaac Trotter will join us to talk some college basketball. We've got an awesome slate tonight with some big time matchups coming your way. Some top 25, Kentucky at Louisville, Texas Tech at Illinois. Jake's nervous for that one. And then Creighton Gonzaga to wrap up the night. So a couple top 25 matchups that are going to be very fun. We'll get Isaac Trotter's thoughts and some bets for those ones coming your way.
Definitely. Can't wait.
20 minutes from now.
Definitely not going to throw up.
No, definitely not. And hey, if you want to check out some women's hoops tonight, we have Western Illinois at NIU. I'm going to be calling that game later tonight.
All right.
Yeah, let's get it going. A couple of teams that are off to good starts this season. NIU looking for their first win of the year.
Battle of directional Illinois schools. Like you
exactly.
Read about.
You gotta love that. You gotta love that. We have to talk a little Survivor, as the guys do on the show every week. Joe and Sam will be back on Bet Sweats tomorrow. But Survivor time, if you're still in Survivor at all, we're going to help you try and figure out who to pick. It's hard to do, Jake, because we obviously don't know every listener's Survivor story so far this season. But we'll give you our thoughts on some of the best smart plays. If anyone had the Bills last week, I'm so sorry for you. The Bills were kind
like
of the hot play last week. Oh, no. Did he?
Yeah.
Dang. Poor Paul. He made it. I mean, making it to week 10 is pretty good.
Well, here's the problem, Kate. He didn't. It was Joe's buyback pool. So he lasted 1 week.
Oh, that sucks.
Unlucky.
I don't blame him for... We're putting it on the Bills, though. That was a spot that they should. I mean, the only advantage that Miami had in that game is that it was being played in Miami, home field advantage, which I don't think you can really say the Dolphins have like a scary home field advantage with the way their football team has performed. Like, I doubt the fans there are all that rowdy. Plus, it's Miami. Better things to do than watch. 3-7 Dolphins.
Terrible football.
Most weekends.
Yeah.
But that sucks for anyone who had Bills last week. Panthers were maybe a play that some people had, being 5.5-point favorites at home. Saints win that game. Otherwise, I mean, the favorites smashed in the afternoon window.
I got a gross one this week.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it. What do you got? Week 11.
Now, they're favorites. They are favorites, but it's still, I imagine most people have not used this team yet. And it's who we were just talking about. Dolphins at home against the Commanders and Marcus Mariota. Commanders who are 0-5
in
their last five.
The Commanders. In Spain.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, so that makes it even grosser. In Madrid. Yeah.
I don't hate it, Jake. I don't hate it. I thought about betting the Dolphins.
I mean, Commanders team in their last five games, like, all right, Jaden Daniels, the phantom fumble against the Bears, fine. But then you lose by 22 to the Cowboys, 21 to the Chiefs. You lose by 24 to the Seahawks and 22 to the Lions. Like, you just get blitzed in all of these games. And now the Dolphins may be feeling themselves after a win over the Bills. Maybe things starting to turn around a little bit in Miami? Probably not, but this Commanders team just looks so brutal. Now Dan Quinn's taking over play calling on the defensive side of the ball. That always portends to good things when you got to change the play caller in, was it week 9, 10, wherever we're at? Seems like maybe a hashtag bad brew for the Commanders here in Spain.
It also feels kind of like the Commanders, like, the wind has fully been taken out of the sails after that loss to the Lions. I mean, you saw it coming. I think most of us saw that coming.
Spread was 8.5.
You lose 5 straight in the manner that you have. You don't feel like you have a prayer at quarterback right now. A lot of your offensive position players or skilled players are out or just not performing this year. Like, Debo's been not good. You don't have Terry McLaurin. And the defense, there's a reason you're switching play callers on the defensive end, because you haven't really been able to stop anyone. Whereas...
because the defense sucks.
I can't say too many good... at least maybe they have some confidence coming into this week. They said the locker room hasn't quit.
Thank God.
The only thing is, like, the variables of travel and being overseas and stuff like that that always kind of makes me nervous. But then again... favorites have been winning in these overseas, in these international games this season. So, you have to be kind of ballsy to take the Dolphins and Survivor. But if you want to zig when other people are zagging, I doubt there's going to be too many Dolphin Survivors out there.
Right, and that's why it's kind of gross, because you imagine not many people. If you're alive, you probably haven't used the Dolphins yet. And hey, winners of two of their last three, trends. Getting hot at the right time, Kate. Don't look now. It's very gross, but I mean, this Commanders team, like, I mean, we just read off the scores. Like, they're just getting blitzed in all of these games where it's just not even close. So, I mean, it's gross, but I think Dolphins would be at least a look for me. I mean, if you're looking for like a big, because that game's only 2.5 right now. It's one possession. Yeah. So if you're looking for like a bigger spread where maybe you feel a little bit better, like Baltimore against Cleveland, 8.5, that could be a look. The only one that's more than a touchdown is the Texans against the Titans or the Packers against the Giants. But most people have probably used the Packers by now.
Most have. The Packers would be the team that I picked if I still had them alive, because 2 straight losses for Green Bay. Sure, you're going on the road, but you're going up against a Giants team that is garbage. That would be my pick if you still had Green Bay. I mean, I don't love the Texans. I know they rallied against the Jags this last weekend and won that game, but like, that almost makes me nervous that this is a letdown spot. You're going on the road against a 1-8 Titans team where you're really feeling good after coming back last week. Like, that makes me nervous. Still could be a win, but I don't love it.
I have, and people who listen to Early Odds on Saturday mornings that I host on 670 The Score, I've been saying touch the stove with the Titans all year long, because I've been taking them in these big spread games. And a couple weeks ago, I finally swore them off. I was like, I'm done. I'm not touching the stove anymore. Like, I don't want to keep burning my hands. And this just feels like one of those spots where if I hadn't already sworn off the Titans, this would be a spot to say, all right, yeah, the Texans came back against the Jaguars last week, but that kind of felt like it was more about the Jaguars than it was about the Texans.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's more about them. And Liam Cohen's, I almost said Liam Doyle, the pitcher for now the Cardinals, formerly Tennessee, nobody cares. Like, Liam Cohen's throwing the headset on the sideline in disgust. Like, it just feels like it was more about Jacksonville than it was about Houston. So I'm kind of with you, but I would never bet Tennessee to win at 3-1. Like, I maybe take them on the spread, but I would never take them to win that game.
But also, like, as a contrarian opinion to my own opinion I just threw out there, the Titans are the worst covering team in the NFL by far for the past how many years? Like, they don't win, they don't cover. So you probably should just not bet the Titans at all. Any game that the Titans are in. Either team.
I'll throw another gross one, and I mentioned earlier. What about the Bengals?
I knew you were gonna say that.
I mean, I did bring it up earlier in the AFC North conversation, but if we think the Steelers are maybe DOA and Tomlin's back in the bus over Aaron Rodgers, who also Aaron Rodgers stinks, he's old, he can't throw the ball. Like, if the Bengals a little bit of a Joe Burrow bump for morale, even though he's not actually playing in the game, because you imagine most people haven't been using the Bengals in the last couple of weeks while Flacco and Browning have been starting these games. So you imagine a lot of people have them alive. I know, like, 5.5-point spread. So, again, I know I've said this too many times already, one possession spread. But for me, it's more about the Steelers, and the Bengals are certainly going to be motivated. They're not out of it yet. They win this game, and then Burrow comes back against the Ravens, as we were talking about earlier. They're going to be way alive. I think I'm going to be better, regardless of survivor implications, because I've been out for weeks. But, like, I think I'm going to have a little bit on the Bengals' money line.
I really don't hate that at all. I mean, I think the Steelers are that bad. I think their defense is that bad. It's just, can Dylan Gabriel do enough? That's
well, that would be
concern.
Tough because Dylan Gabriel plays for the Browns.
Oh, that's right. What, we have Flacco?
We should have Flacco. Unless this Etsy witch is doing insane spells and Joe Burrow comes trotting out of that tunnel. But I imagine. Because the Bengals have been up. Oh, man, off the bye too, Kate? Bengals off the bye, divisional game? All right, I'm in.
I've been getting Bengals and Browns quarterbacks mixed up all season long. I mean, I know because the Browns traded Joe Flacco to them and just the carousel of all these quarterbacks. But, yeah. I'll take the Bengals with you. I'll take them to cover. I'll take them to win outright, actually. I'm dead in Survivor, so I can't take that. But honestly, I kind of like that play if you are still in Survivor. Pitt 4.5 at home, that's a lot. That is really gross.
It's gross. Like, this Steelers team, like, you could, it's not done, but you can see this thing circle in the drain. Like, if Mike Tomlin already, see, now you get Bengals off the bye, the morale boost from Burrow supposedly coming back in the next couple of weeks. Can't wait for the Bengals to just lose by like 15. Awesome. Great. Can't wait. Betting isn't the best.
Betting is the best. It's been very fun for me the last couple of weeks. It has not. The Ravens, the only other team that, like, the big favorite, that if the Ravens don't beat the Browns, Ravens have bigger problems ahead. That would be a safe one.
Doesn't this feel like such a just Browns muck it up game? Because their defense is pretty decent. Yeah. Like, doesn't this feel like such a Brown? Like, I feel like the Browns could cover this at 8.5, 7.5, like 8.5. I feel like this feels like such a Browns slugfest, gross rock fight where they're at home, divisional game. Like, this just feels like one of those games where the Browns just drag you down to their level and they just make you just stoop down to play their kind of football. And this has like 13-10 written all over it.
I mean, that's how they beat the Packers earlier on in the season. Packers were double big favorites, I think 7.5 in that one. And this is, I mean, there's a reason the total's as low as it is, 40.5, second lowest total on the board this week. Ugh. The only one lower is 39.5, Texans and Titans, because the Titans can't score. So, I will not be betting the Browns money line, but I think betting them to cover, not a terrible, like, you could certainly make a case for that.
Let's see, we're going to have a little bit of rain, real feel of the 40s in Cleveland. That's not terrible, but. Yeah, a rain game in Cleveland, Ohio. This just feels like just such a slop fest of a game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The two best games of the week, can you call them the best games? Bucks-Bills is going to be really good. Chiefs-Broncos, Lions-Eagles. I don't think you mess with anything in Survivor for those two games, because I think those could go any which way. I'd like to believe
Kansas
City.
Yeah, and most of those teams you've probably used.
Denver, that's also a good point. With the way Bo Nix has been playing, but the Denver defense is for real. So, I mean, divisional matchup, Chiefs on the road. Yeah, the defense is. The offense, not so much.
Also, just a tease for Isaac Trotter in about 7 minutes. He just texted me, "My best bet is psycho behavior. It's on Clemson and Morehead State."
Oh boy!
In a game, in a day with a bunch of top 25 matchups, we're gonna have Isaac Trotter in about 7 minutes giving us Clemson Morehead State angles. That's his best bet. It's a tease.
I mean, those are the early season sicko plays that you love because everyone's betting the big so time disgusting. Matchups. Why would you not go Morehead State?
It's true. Oh my God, he's disgusting. And it's going to be an under. It's going to be some kind of under. I already know it. I'm going to call my shot right now.
Have you been betting college basketball yet this season? I have not.
Mostly just when like smart people like Isaac. Like I'm not in the, like yeah. I've been paying attention. I'm not in, like Isaac will text me player props for like Morehead State players. And I'm like, sure, man, let's do it. Why not?
You're not in the college b-ball lab, so to speak.
I'm not in the lab. Yeah. But now with baseball off the slate as the World Series famously ended, and shout out to Nick Kurtz coming through for AL Rookie of the Year. Now we're a little bit more flush now to get in the weeds a little bit more.
Okay. You hit a couple MLB futures.
Well, they don't call me Jakey Rakes for nothing, Kate. Come on.
Gosh.
That one I didn't come up with myself. That one was bestowed to me by the chat of a show that has since been deceased.
Jakey Rakes. What did you call yourself earlier? Jakey what?
Jakey Narratives.
Oh, Jakey Narratives. All right. I'll get on the Jakey train.
We got a lot
train.
Cooking here. Well, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
feel good about that one?
Jakey Hassad will be back on the other side. We'll take a quick break. Isaac Trotter will join us next to talk some college basketball, as we just alluded to. And then we will wrap things up on the other side with our favorite bets for today. Lightning bets coming your way about 40 minutes from now. That is all next here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jake Hassan, Kate Constable here with you on Bet Sweats. We are joined by Isaac Trotter here in just moments. He's going to take us through some of the big games on the college basketball slate today. Illinois in action tonight, Louisville in action tonight, and then a couple maybe some under the radar bets that he has. So without further ado, we bring in Isaac Trotter. You can find his work over at 24/7 Sports and CBS. He's a national college basketball writer. And a good friend of the one and only Jake Hassan. Isaac, you texted Jake. He was teasing this in the previous segment that you have just a disgusting-ish play for later tonight. That isn't one of the marquee games that everyone's going to have their eye on. Let's dive into that one to start.
Yeah, welcome back to college basketball. Let's bet Morehead State plus 29.5 against Clemson. Like, what a sick, sick world that we live in. But I think there's a lot of logic here behind this. You know, Clemson was a team I was a little bit lower on in the preseason, and they have shot up a bunch of the different metric sites. They're up to near the top 20 on KenPom right now because they blew out New Hampshire, and then they blew out Gardner-Webb. New Hampshire's one of the worst teams in the Division I ranks. Gardner-Webb just lost to a Division II team. So, like, I think they're being a little inflated right now, especially for a team that doesn't shoot the three ball at a high level, doesn't really play at a high tempo pace, and you're playing a Morehead State team that just went into Georgia and nearly out-rebounded a very, very athletic SEC team. So when you, that's the thing that I look at with some of these mid-major teams. If they can hang physically and they can out-rebound a potential high-major team, that's the recipe to stick around at an enormous number. You know, I think KenPom makes this game about 26. That's even with an inflated, like Clemson's a little inflated. I think this number should be a little bit closer to 23.5. So at 29.5, I get a Morehead State team that lost by Wake Forest by 16, hung with Georgia on the glass, and basically the only reason they lost that game by a ton was because Georgia made every single three-pointer. And that, like, I just, it, the, this is a huge, huge value on Morehead State plus 29.5. Probably my favorite bet of the night.
So we're not doing 33-1 money line? We're not going outright win? We're just taking the spread?
Yeah, I'm just taking the spread, but to be honest, I mean, Clemson does check off a lot of those boxes of a team that, like, I just think they're not as good as what the numbers are saying they are. They have four new starters this year. Their entire backcourt is completely revamped. They lost their best guard. They lost their second best guard. They lost their two front court. But, like, this is a team in flux. Yeah, they played great against two of the worst Division I teams, but, like, this is not a team that should be valued at the top 20 rate in the country like they are right now.
All right, Isaac, a game that you were going to be headed to this afternoon in Champaign, Texas Tech, number 11 going up against number 14, Illinois. How should we be looking at that one? The Illini 3.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, I think home favorites have been a big trend in college basketball early. They're covering at about a 55% clip right now through the first 8 days. I think this is a really good spot for Illinois. I also think the over could potentially be in play. Both these teams do not look like they can guard each other. The thing with Illinois right now, they're not going to have Tomislava Visic, probably their best player, but Illinois' offense doesn't change because they have his twin brother who comes in to play the five, and Zvonimir Visic. Illinois will be one of the most athletic teams that they're facing a very athletic team in Texas Tech, but I think Illinois' size, their ability on the glass is huge. They have big, strong guards. That's a big asset against Texas Tech's smaller backcourt. And the thing is against Texas Tech, if you can slow down the JT Toppin and Christian Anderson pick and roll, that's the pathway to success. I just think Illinois' offense is humming at a different level right now, even if Tomislav isn't playing, right? Like, they can shoot threes at a very, very high clip. They have the best shooting front court in college basketball. David Mirkovich has been one of the best freshmen so far early. Kylan Boswell is playing his best basketball as well, and he's one of the elite point of attack defenders in all of the sport. If he can take away or limit Christian Anderson, I do think Illinois finds a way to win this one and can cover 3.5 or 4.5.
God, I hope so for my own mental well-being. As you know, can't wait to text you during that whole game. Can't wait. But the other game that is one of the big matchups tonight, and we were talking a little bit in the break, Isaac, before we came on, a game that's been on the move because it opened 3.5 with Kentucky and Louisville, and now we're out to 6.5. I mean, what do you make of this line move and of the game itself?
I think it kind of goes back to the home favorites trend that early bettors are kind of seeing with just, I mean, they're covering at a really high level. And it also kind of speaks to, I think a lot of people look at Kentucky and think they're a little bit overvalued. They look at Louisville, they're undervalued. Kentucky's the number one team on KenPom right now. Like, Louisville isn't. Like, they're in the teens. So I think that the home favorite has been something that a lot of people are on. Louisville, I do think that they have the recipe to run away and hide in this one, just because when you play at a high level pace like they do and the amount of threes that they shoot, that's really, really tantalizing. But to be honest, the bigger that this number gets, the more intrigued I am by Kentucky on the money line, because I do think that this is a very high variance game when you add in, you know, a Louisville team that wants to shoot a ton of threes. If they say they shoot 29% from three, like, Kentucky could certainly win this game outright. And I also get worried about, like, the Louisville game plan of, like, welcoming transition. That's a little scary against this Kentucky offense that does their best work in transition. So I know that, like, Louisville's probably the right side. When you see a big jump from 3.5 all the way up to 6.5, that's probably the smart money is coming in on Louisville. But there's not going to be many times where you get Kentucky on the money line at +250 this year. They're my pick to win the national championship this year. And I think that Kentucky has a chance to make some serious, serious hay early in the season because this perimeter point of attack defense is way better. If you're looking at a team that, like, how do you slow down Louisville? You have to be able to guard their guards. Kentucky has that. But Denzel Aberdeen and Otega Owe are two elite perimeter defenders. That's what you have to have against Ryan Conwell, Mikel Brown Jr., and Isaac McNeely. I'm honestly, if this Louisville money keeps coming in, I'm going to be really, really tempted to just take Kentucky on the money line because I think they can win this game outright.
Isaac, for those people who maybe haven't started diving into betting college basketball, like myself, quite yet this season, with the transfer portal, like, teams have so much turnover year in and year out, and it's hard to kind of, as a casual fan, understand who these teams are. Who are the teams that you know you have a good grasp on this season and kind of know exactly what you can expect from them on a night-in, night-out basis?
No, it's a good question. You know, I think the first thing I start out with is Michigan. You know, Michigan is a team that they are enormous, and Dusty May has done a terrific job of scouting the transfer portal and putting together a group of big men that, you know, everybody wants to have, like Yaxel Lendeborg, Merez Johnson, and Ade Mara. Those three guys just give you such a huge advantage inside. And I think Michigan is going to be those teams, like, especially in the next 6 weeks against bye teams, like those small mid-majors or low mid-major teams, they're just going to brutalize teams at the glass. And their recipe to win is basically like, we're going to take away the rim on defense and we're going to just abuse you on offense at the rim. That type of recipe where you can be +20 in the rebounding margin and you're killing teams at the glass, you're taking away layups and you're living at the rim with layups and dunks. That's a recipe that I think works, especially against those mid-major teams. And I think Michigan has a recipe to really make a serious run. So that's an early team that I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on early. The other team that I think I have a good grasp on is UConn. I think UConn's awesome. I thought that the off-season dialogue of St. John's is better than UConn was insane. Like, UConn's the best team in that league. They're a terrific offensive team. They run terrific stuff. They have maybe the best shooters in all of college basketball. Alex Caravan, Solo Ball, Silas Demery Jr. When Braylon Mullins gets back healthy, he's going to be terrific. But their X factor is Terrace Reed inside. Like, when he's awesome defensively and he's also pounding you in one-on-one situations, that's when UConn kind of reaches the peak of its powers. That last year's UConn team was a team I was fading. This year's UConn team is a team I'm way in on because I think Reed is better and their point guard play is vastly, vastly improved.
Michigan +340 to make the Final Four right now, or 17-1 to make the national championship, or win the national championship rather. But Isaac, when you're looking at that futures market, national champion, Final Four, we've had some shifting already, and it's early, obviously, but Purdue was your preseason favorite. They've fallen down to about 12-13-1. Houston now your favorite for the title, followed closely by Kentucky and by Duke. When you look at how the teams have shifted in this first week, first 10 days or so, is there anybody that jumps out to you where maybe the price has fallen too much, or somebody's gotten their price shortened too much and you think there could be value elsewhere? Like, what do you make of the current futures outlook of the national basketball landscape?
Yeah, it's fascinating because I think, like, I don't understand why Houston's a favorite at all. I don't understand why they're number one in the country. Like, their offense has looked atrocious. And that was something that, like, I had real questions about. LJ Cryer left, Juwan Roberts left, their two veterans, and that was their best two offensive players last year in the half court. So they have a lot of work to do right now. So I kind of disagreed with them being number one in the AP poll. I kind of disagree with them being like the favorite to win the national championship because I have a bunch of questions about them. You know, I think Florida is a team that, like, has lost a little bit of its steam because they lost to Arizona in that, you know, great first game of the season. That team is going to be so much better in March than what they are right now. And I still have some questions about them, like their roster and their lineups aren't quite as optimized as they were last year when they won the title. But I still love the talent that they have up front. I still think that their bigs are terrific. And I think their guard play will continue to get better. And here's the other one, too. Like, St. John's, let them lose non-conference games. I swear, they're going to lose non-conference games like they did to Alabama. But they are going to be a team that in March that will be much more matchup dependent and much more able to, like, create problems for others. They're a team I'm kind of, like, fading right now that I will be buying at the dip when it comes around because they have insane size, awesome rebounding, big guards, an awesome Hall of Fame coach. It's going to take time. But when they get it right, like, St. John's going to be a problem.
Talking with Isaac Trotter of 24/7 Sports, CBS Sports, National College Basketball writer. Isaac, the other top 25 game tonight is the late night one, Creighton at Gonzaga. Any thoughts on this one with the Zags laying 11.5 points at home here, total 164.5?
Yeah, that's a big number, but I totally understand it because I don't think Creighton can guard a pull this year. Their defensive personnel is one of the worst at the high major ranks. Now, they're doing a great job with math. They're going to play a deep drop coverage. They're going to try to force tough twos. You know, I think Gonzaga has a recipe, though, that they can get out on the glass, and if they can run and get in transition, especially with Graham Ike and Braden Huff, they're two front court bigs. I think that Gonzaga is going to have a lot of pathways to find ways to score. You know, I think maybe the best way to attack it could just be Gonzaga team total over 88.5. It's a very deep team. So, like, even if they get a bigger lead, that second unit, I think, is really, really talented. And they just come at you in waves. Like, Ike and Huff are the studs, but, like, Tyon Grant Foster can get after you a little bit. Adam Miller's a veteran who can get after you a little bit and get you 15 points with three or four threes. Like, they got real depth. I think Gonzaga's kind of sleeping a little bit under the radar as a sleeper nationally just because they lost Ryan Nemhard. But that team, I watched them play against Oklahoma. They just blowtorched an Oklahoma team that I really, really like. Creighton, with their defensive issues that they have, like, it could be another scenario where Gonzaga's offense is humming early and often.
Adam Miller still in college basketball?
Adam Miller, like, is still indeed in college basketball, yes.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous. Anyway, that notwithstanding, that's a niche Illinois basketball comment. But, Isaac, one team that you have, just give us one overreaction from the first week or so of the season. Just doesn't have to be right, doesn't have to be Penn forever, but one of your initial knee-jerk overreactions from the first week.
I don't know if you guys watched Iowa State play last night, but they just destroyed Mississippi State, and they played well. I don't see it. Like, I get that they're going to be top 10 on KenPom. I think that, you know, the Big 12 race is super talented. Like, there's a lot of, you know, people that could push Iowa State as a potential team there because they have three returners back in Josh Jefferson, Taman Lipsey, and Milan Momcilovic. But I just don't think Iowa State has the guard depth to quite get up to that elite range where they could win the national championship. You know, I think you're going to see them as like a potential top 10 team for all the metrics and be like, oh, should I, you know, maybe invest in a longer price at them to win the title. I just don't think that's a team that can win six in a row. They do a good job in the portal, but they don't have like Kentucky has like $22 million to build a roster. Iowa State has like five. So, like, it's just different. It's different. And I just don't expect, like, a team like that. Like, even though they played well last night, I do think that they're going to be a tad overvalued moving forward and could open up some betting opportunities against the Clones.
Isaac, we have, like, 60 seconds left, but selfishly I want to ask you about my Iowa Hawkeyes. Are they, even with a new coaching staff, are they still an overs team going forward?
A very different style this year. They're playing much, much slower this year. But I do think that I do think Ben McCollum has the arrow pointed in the right direction. I don't think they're going to be as much of an overs team, but I think they're going to be a wins team. Like, like that team can really play.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. And you have one of the best point guards in all of the sport. Ben Sturts is absolutely terrific. And McCollum is your favorite coach's favorite coach. Like, he just gets the absolute most out of his team every single year. Some really sharp guys go to him to try to get guidance on X's and O's. I think Iowa is going to be a super frisky team. I think they're a tournament team this year.
Love to hear that. Probably won't be having too many standoffs with refs like Fran McCaffrey this season, or meltdowns on the sidelines. That's always a plus, although those were kind of fun to watch. Isaac, appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us. Appreciate your insight. Enjoy the Illinois-Texas Tech game tonight. We'll talk to you down the road.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That is Isaac Trotter, college, national college basketball writer for CBS Sports and 24/7 Sports, and a friend of Jakey Friends.
you're gonna run with this one, aren't you? This is not going away, is it?
Yeah, I am.
That's fair.
And I'm also betting, who did he say to bed tonight? Morehead State, plus 28.5.
Plus 29.5, 28. And he made a really strong case for Kentucky, too. You're not going to get better than 2-1 very often for a team he thinks can win the title. Yeah, I'll bet that team tonight than 2-1.
I will,
too. Stay tuned for lightning bets.
And we'll tell you exactly. We'll tell you what else we are betting on the other side. Lightning bets coming your way as we wrap things up here on Bet Sweats with Jake Hassan and Kate Constable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Wrapping things up here on Bet's with Kate Constable, Jake Hassan, Sam, and Joe will be back with you next week. We got to get to our lightning bets. Best bets of the day. We talked a ton of NFL, week 11, week 12, college football. We have some Heisman and some college basketball talk mixed in there as well. So if you missed anything throughout the show and you want to go back and listen, you can do so on the free Odyssey app or in podcast form. Just search Bet Sweats wherever you get your podcasts, and you can check out each individual segment. Jake, what do you got planned for the afternoon? Are you probably working?
Yes, Kate, I will be here as I am in perpetuity. Just an absolutely rousing edition of You Better You Bet on the way on a, how does Costo say it, terrific football Tuesday. So that'll be that'll be on deck. I will not be on camera on the microphone. I will be put back into my cage on the board. But, you know, that's fine because the people can only take so much Jake Hassan in one day anyway. Yeah, so
that is true. And you will be with me on Saturday for the better angle.
Oh, we'll be back, Kate. A lot of Monstable and Jakey narratives time coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Coming your way. That's right. Oh, yeah.
I do. I didn't get to bring this up earlier. I do have a complaint, not about you, but just in general, as I usually have complaints about life anyway. Because as Kate, you know, as we've talked before, because, you know, we're friends. We talk about stuff that isn't sports all the time. And you know my gripes with the CTA. It's just how people, their brains just stop functioning when there's bad weather and it comes to public transit. Like, you're on the bus and there's no, like, the bus is full. People, like, it's standing room, like, we're all packed in. And then people just stare at you. Like, they're just like, I got nowhere to go. Like, I'm sorry. Like, get on an earlier bus. I don't know what to tell you. Like, sorry that I was a stop before you when there was still room. I don't look around. Where do you want me to go? And they just stare at you like the girl from Finding Nemo staring at the fish through the glass. And it's just like,
well, like, they're waiting for you to move and make room for them, but like, there's no room to be made.
Right? There's no, like, I already have my gym bag in like the little space that they have at the front of the bus for like bags
that's
and crap
right there.
Yeah, like, I already put my bags, like, I got what do you want from me? I got nowhere to go. Like, people just, their brains don't work when it's inclement weather and public transit. It just doesn't mesh.
Well, this is like you're entering in the danger zone, because like now that it's getting cold, this is when public transit gets nasty too, because it's cold season. You're all like smacked in like sardines, where you're not sweating when you get on the bus. Well, maybe you are from like walking to your stop or the CTA, whatever. But like once you get on and you like can stand for a second, then everyone starts sweating. So it gets smelly and it's just the grossest thing ever. You're up against someone who sneezes and, oh, I just want to die. I haven't, thankfully, haven't had to take the CTA to work. I used to for my old job. I used to take the bus every day. And it's so gross in the winter.
I may have to pivot because it's a longer walk and I would have to get up earlier. But I may have to pivot back to the train, just because at least that early, the train, especially the brown and purple line, are a little more spaced out. I don't know if I can do the packed bus for an entire winter. We may have to pivot back for the winter time.
It gets really, really gross. it's so nasty. But hey, that's what we chose to live in a city. That's what you get for living in the city.
Oh,
our own
Kate.
Fault.
Kate, I'd rather be on the bus getting sick and or dead in Chicago rather than be anywhere else. Let me make that very clear.
I suppose you actually had a taste of the suburbs over the summer. Suburb Jake.
Well, Suburb Jake, that wasn't so bad because I was in Glasgow for 10 days and I was out and about.
True.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. Don't get me wrong. That getting home at 7:30 p.m. After taking the metro, it's not
only
super awesome.
Get back on the metro at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let me be very clear. I love my family and my parents very much. The transit in between just wasn't the most ideal situation. Didn't love it. But but even other cities, like I'd rather be frozen in Chicago than comfortable in Tampa. I'm good. Yeah. Or like I'd rather be cold in Chicago than cold in the trash city that is New York. And I mean that literally, because there's trash in the streets.
There is quite a bit of trash in the streets.
Yes.
They don't have alleys, famously. Yeah.
They very much
let's
don't.
Let's get to our lightning bets for today. Jake, start us off.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to put in the Bengals 20-1 AFC North. I can't get, I think they win this week. I think they beat Pittsburgh. Coming off the bye, I think the Steelers can see the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel, but the light is just the end of the season and getting away from Aaron Rodgers. So I'll take the Bengals. They still have to play the Ravens twice. Burrow comes back for those Ravens games. I'm in. I like the Bengals. I'll put it in 20-1 to win the AFC North. Can't wait to see how it loses. And they just lose to Pittsburgh this week. It's going to be really awesome. And then I'll tell Isaac, I'll take the 29.5 with Morehead State. He made a really strong, compelling case that Clemson maybe isn't that good. And I'll take Kentucky on the money line. Better than 2-1. A team that Isaac thinks can win the national title, and you're getting a great price on them on the money line tonight. I'll take that money line play 1,000%.
I'm going to join you with Isaac's plays. I mean, when you get someone like that who knows college basketball inside and out this early in the season and is telling you to take Morehead State plus 29.5, you kind of listen to him. Like, those are the plays that you listen to. So I just personally bet that myself. I like that one. I'm not going to bet the Kentucky one, but I mean, I'm not going to argue or try and talk you off of that one whatsoever. Over in the NFL, I am going to, if I can have this pulled up here, get the lines. Where are we going here? I'm going to bet I know this is great. I'm going to bet the Bills minus 5.5. I think coming off of a brutal, brutal loss to the Dolphins last week, like, this is the last week where I trust the Bills to potentially get back on track and be a team that you can trust going forward and into the playoffs. The Bucs are still banged up. I'm starting to wonder if the Bucs' early season success was not necessarily fluky, but like not sustainable. 5.5. Yeah. I like the Bills at home. And then I'm going to go Indiana football against Wisconsin this weekend. I'm going to lay the points, the big number with Indiana. I think they just absolutely go out and smash the narrative play of Fernando Mendoza, padding the stats. Coming off a game against Penn State where I think it's a little bit of a refocuser having that scare, potentially losing last week, that I'm going to go Indiana to cover.
I'm going to add Notre Dame minus 11.5 after they just smoked Navy. I think Notre Dame, that's probably going to move at some point. It's technically a ranked matchup after Pittsburgh entered the rankings this week. They're 24th. But I think Notre Dame, people are going to get all mad and hot and bothered when Notre Dame jumps up in the rankings a couple spots tonight. And just the Notre Dame hate will come out. But they're a good team, man. They can hang with anybody. They have an actual quarterback. Their defense is legit. So against Pittsburgh, I'll lay the 11.5. With Notre Dame this week. I did want to bring something up, Kate, in the NFL that we didn't really talk about this game that much today, but kind of sneaky, awesome game, Seahawks and Rams. And sitting at minus 2.5 for the Rams right now. Rams taking some steam. If that gets to 3, I think I'm going to take the Seahawks because that defense, like, I know Stafford is making an MVP push and he throws a million touchdowns every week, but this Seahawks defense just punches you in the mouth. And I'm willing to bet on defense here, even though the Seahawks are on the road and Stafford looks awesome. We get to 3. I think I'm going to be on Seattle in that game.
Yeah, we didn't touch on that. That's going to be one of the best games of the day. Divisional game, the way both of these teams are playing. I mean, you could certainly argue it. The best game.
NFC West,
I mean, Lions, Eagles are going to be pretty good. But yeah, that's not a divisional matchup for those two teams. If it gets to 3... which it shaded towards the Rams right now, minus 120. Yeah. So we're going that way. If it gets to 3, I think you have to take the Seahawks. Also, there's the whole argument of the Seahawks have been better on the road this year than they have at home. They're on the road. They're in L.A. And they're playing really good football. Wait till Rashid Shaheed like really gets going within that offense, too. And that just adds another weapon, a deep threat for Sam Darnold. So I like that look for you. If you were to bet into that division right now, I want to say, I mean, they're tied in terms of record, but Seahawks are the favorite, yeah. I don't know where I would go.
I think... because it's like, all right, who do you want to bet on? Do you want to bet on Matt Stafford staying healthy the entire year? Or do you want to bet on Sam Darnold continuing to play like this the entire year? It's like, neither of those are great options. Neither of those make me feel awesome. But I think I'd rather bet on defense. Like, I think me personally, I'd rather bet on Seattle just because they have the defense. They create takeaways. They haven't even been healthy all year long. Like, we're kind of starting to see the Seahawks defense finally reach their potential as they're getting healthier. I think I would pick the Seahawks.
The Rams have a sneaky good defense too, though. They do. Weren't the Seahawks picked to finish last in the division going into the season?
They sure were.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I was very much on the anti-Seahawks going into the year too. I did not think Sam Darnold was going to be the guy outside of Kevin O'Connell. No. But he has played great. He has been the guy. Sam Darnold, MVP conversation. If he beats Matt Stafford.
If he beats
Stafford this weekend, he's going to up the board. You're looking at what would Seattle's record be? 8-2.
8-2.
Best team in the NFC. I think Darnold's odds would have to shorten significantly.
Okay, that I can get on board with.
He wouldn't be the favorite by any means.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, don't you think that the coaching staff would maybe get the credit instead? Like, maybe Mike McDonald would maybe become maybe the favorite for Coach of the Year?
That could be
something to consider.
Yes. That could be something to maybe bet into. All right, that's going to do it for us here on Bet Sweats. Thanks to Isaac Trotter for joining us to talk college basketball. For Gerch and Zach behind the scenes, Jake Hassan, I am Kate Constable. Sam and Joe will be back with you guys tomorrow for the rest of the week. This has been Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.